Galatians 2:20, ready? I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Very famous passage, and most of you and many of you would probably remember and memorize. Now, what we're going to talk about today is the term in Christ. In Christ. Now, the phrase in Christ, it carries a deep spiritual and relational message, meaning to it. And it is extensively used in the Bible. And the most foundational meaning to this in Christ means that we are spiritually united with Christ. That's the term in Christ means. In Galatians 2:20, the passage we read, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And so today I'm going to talk about how we are united and we're joined with Christ and what that oneness, that unity, that union with Christ brings in our life. Now, a little background about this book, Galatians, because Paul talks about in this book. And Paul, he was going through missionary journeys, and he was on his third missionary journey, and he heard a news. On his first missionary journey, he built a church and established a church in Galatia. It's been about 5-6 years after since he built the church. Now he's in his Ephesus, in the city of Ephesus, and he hears about what is going on in the city and the church of Galatia. Now, Galatian churches, they were back to their old ways. I mean, they were, you know, observing the circumcision. They were emphasizing legalistic views and adhering to the laws. And they were doing some old things back to their old things. So not only did they distort the message of the gospel, but they were also questioning Paul. Was he real, you know, apostle, worthy to come to us and teach these godly things? And they were questioning Paul. So Paul, in responding to this, what he hear about Galatia, he wants to reaffirm what is the gospel, what is most important as we come to church and do our spiritual living, what are the most important things? And he goes by saying these important things in Galatians. Not by works, not by observing rituals, not doing our legalistic things, but in Christ, by faith, living and living a life of Christian life is all about faith in Christ. And verse 20, the passage that we read, it stands out as a central pillar of Christian message. And this one verse, it reveals all three key aspects of Christian life. A complete break from the past. Number two, a victory in our present life. Number three, a forward movement to the future in hope. That's all inclusive in one verse. So we're going to look at all these three things, what Paul said. Number one, he said, I have been crucified with Christ. Now, what is Christian life? What does it mean that we are in Christ? It means a complete break off from our past. Now, before Paul met Jesus, we know his story. He was a Saul. He was a Saul, and he was a devout Pharisee who thought he was doing a wonderful work for God by persecuting the church. Now, he saw Jesus as a blasphemer. He saw the followers of Christ as someone who was not doing what God wanted them to do. But all this changed on his road to Damascus. On the blink of bright light, he encountered Christ. And his understanding, his identity, his past all collapsed. He came to know and accept Jesus, and everything fell apart. And from that moment forward, he made a decisive break off from his past, his former life, his sins in his life, his pride, his religion without Christ, all collapsed and have become a past thing. You see, to believe in Jesus is more than just knowing the doctrines. It's a spiritual death and resurrection. We say it, our old has died, and we are now new creation. You see, in Christ, we ought to have that change, that we are now break off from my past. My old has all died, but in Christ, I am a new being in Christ. What does true faith begin in believers' life? Not that we start when we attend church. It doesn't start when we start serving, but when we make a clear break from our past. A new being, a new begin, life in Christ is what is in Christ. Remember when Nicodemus came to Jesus one night? He went to Jesus and asked him, a prestigious man with his, all these experiences, fame and names and all these things that he endured. But he didn't really know the life, eternal life. So he came to Jesus and asked, Lord Jesus, how do I know that I can be saved? With all the understanding, experiences, and all the honor he had, he didn't know how to go into heaven. And Jesus, he plainly said, unless you are born again, unless you are a new being, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Friends, many people come to attend church faithfully, and many people participate in worship and serving and praise and all that. But unless you have been crucified or dead in Christ, you are no new being. Simple as that. You see, every life has a beginning. I mean, you're all living and you have a beginning, a day you were born. In the same way, our spiritual life must have a beginning. When did I become a new being in Christ? When was my old die in Christ? Now, did you notice in Christian messages, they are full of these words, life and death. Jesus lived, Jesus, you know, died in the resurrection. I mean, Christian life, we hear it over and over again, this life and death. You die and you live. Why is that? Because we are dead, our spirit has died in Christ so that we can live a new life. Unless there is death in Christ, there is no new life. There must be death first in Christ so that in Christ he would give us new life. And without that moment, without dying to old life, my old has died. It has been crucified. It has been dead in Christ. You're not spiritually alive. You must die so that Christ gives you new life. Christianity is not a habit. It's a new creation. The only way to sever our sinful past is to be crucified with Christ. Only when our old selves die can new life begin. So in Christ means my life, in some time before, in some time in my past, in that precious moment in my life, I have died in Christ. Number two, Paul continues. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, my present life. What does it mean that I am in Christ? Yes, I have died with Christ, that my old has died, but that's past. But what about my future, my presence? My presence is that Christ is living in me. Christian life is not about what we have left behind. Yes, my past is all dead and you know, I have changed, but what about now? What is your presence? Even after his dramatic conversion, Paul, he struggled. I mean, think about this. An apostle, great man of God, Paul, he struggled in his life. Where do we see that? In Romans chapter 7, he says this, you know, I would like to do these things in my life, but oh, wretched of me, I am doing the things that I don't want to. Who will rescue me from this body of death? He laments. He's so sad that he is not doing the things that he ought to do in his life. He struggled in his life. You and I, after our conversion, we have become a new being. But that doesn't conclude everything. That doesn't come to give us every complete set. We are a working process. We struggle. We have things that we have to change, and we have things that we have to abandon in our life, away from things in our life. All of us, even after our conversion and salvation, experience this daily tension between where we ought to be, but where we are. Now, how do we overcome those tensions and struggles in our life? This is what Paul gives as an answer in Ephesians 5:18. He says, do not get drunk with the wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Interesting. Paul gives an analogy, don't get drunk, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Why is he relating those our life, that what we ought to look for and aim at? Because getting drunk is similar to what being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, what happens when you do get drunk? When you're under alcohol, you don't have control of your life. Your body is a little different. Your tongue says differently. You think differently. You behave differently. Well, Pastor, how do you know that? Well, I've been drunk before. I mean, in my younger years. The filling of the Holy Spirit is exactly like that. Holy Spirit, when he fills us, we are under the control of the Holy Spirit. I think differently. I behave differently. I want different things in our life. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit who is in us, and he's in full control of my life. Just as you are under influence of alcohol, under the control of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit controls you and makes you something different than what you are. You cannot, without Holy Spirit, try to be good. Your will, your determination can only go far this much, so little. I cannot determine to be good in my life. Why? Our willpower can go so far. But under the control of the Holy Spirit, when we are filled of the Holy Spirit, full of Holy Spirit in our life, then we are able to live a life that can please God. That's why we're called to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that is how we can live our daily life, to live to please God, and to grow out of those dark, old ways to a life, a new life, to pleasing our Savior. Friends, this is what it means to say, Christ lives in me. Only when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can gain victory over our carnal desires. We still struggle because we have that old nature within. And that old nature wants to pop up and just lure us and change us and challenge us to go different path. The only way to win victory over our old self is by filled with the Holy Spirit. Number three, and Paul finally declares this, the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now it talks about a forward future, okay? Now that I'm living today struggling, but with the Holy Spirit empowering and helping me and supporting me and, you know, controlling me, I am able to live daily life with this victory. But where am I going? Where am I heading to? The future is where the Holy Spirit leads us. And that's the life in Christ. Now this verse in Galatians 2:20, it points us toward the future. True faith not only looks back and, you know, sees my past, where I've been, what I went through, the struggles that I do today, and, you know, that, you know, things that I have to do it tomorrow, but it also leads us to look at the future. Christ, and in Christ, I have this hope that I can grasp in my life, that I can hold on to my life. Therefore, this thing that I struggle with, these things that I have to go with, this is not everything, but in Christ, I will have what is to come. Now, it reveals three shifts. Number one, in Christ, from self-centeredness to Christ-centeredness. Oh yes, I still live with the self, but I no longer am self-centered. My life in Christ, I am changed to Christ-centered. I try to live my life to please Lord. Okay, Lord, what should I do? Where should I go? Whom should I meet? I always ask the Christ in me, and my life has been changed to please Lord in my life. There's a shift, a change. In Christ, I no longer want to be a master, but Christ in me. Number two, from legalism to living by faith. Oh, years ago, before I met Christ, we lived this life, no's and yeses. No, don't do that. Don't do that. No, you should be doing this. You should be doing that. All these legalistic things in our life, it just bound us to a limited life. There is no joy. In legalism, there is no peace. You'd watch out if you are breaking anything, and you have no way to find peace in Christ. But faith, a life in faith, is all about joy. Following Christ, pleasing, living, walking to please our Lord. It's all about peace that is in our hearts. Number three, from the old self to new self, a transformation. Because we are dead, we have died in Christ, we are now new being in Christ. I have that old self within, but it's dead in Christ. I now have new self. I have new set of goals, new set of purposes, values that I cherish and we walk for. New self in Christ. You see, this is a working process, and that's sanctification that we talk in theology. What we call this is a process, and what that means is this. We strive to mature. It doesn't come on one day. We do it by step by step. But if you don't do it, we stay within. We stay stable. But we have to go through a process of working and trying to mature in our character and personality in Christ. What it means is that we aim to deepen our faith. We no longer have to leave our baby steps. In Christ, we have to mature to walk boldly and strongly in our life. What it means is that we work to build healthier and stronger and grace-filled relationships in our life. As we grow in Christ, our relationship also must grow with others. Now, some people just remain just so old ways, even 10 and 20 and 30 years into spiritual life. We ought to grow in our relationships, and that is to follow Christ and become Christ-like in ourselves, so that in our relationships, things get better and things grow in our relationships. Now, what motivates us to do that? What compels us and what propels and empowers us to that kind of life in Christ? Where do we get that kind of energy, and where do we get that strength to grow and mature? And that is our faith in Jesus, to have hope in Jesus. That hope in Jesus is what strengthens us and propels us and motivates us, because that hope is coming, is promised, it is ours to have. So brothers and sisters, let me ask you, is there in your life that your old has died with Christ? That has to happen so that your new life in Christ has begun. Is Christ living in you? Are you walking by faith in the Son of God who loves you and gave himself for you? We are not to settle for religious routines and or surface level. We are to grow. We are to get mature. So we are to become people who, number one, dead to the past. Number two, empowered in the presence. And number three, pressing forward to the future in Christ. So in Christ, we have everything. Past, present, and future. May the Lord give us this grace to live this out daily in our life. And may our lives continually reflect the truth of Galatians 2:20. I must die in Christ. And today, I must live with Christ. And tomorrow, I will live for Christ. May this be ours in our daily life. Let us pray. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Father, we thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus. You gave Jesus to us so that in Christ, that our old was crucified, our old has died, so that Jesus can give us new life. Father, may our new life in Christ grow, mature every day, so that we will wait for that glorious day in hope that we can endure, in hope we can grow, in hope we can walk daily routines and struggles in our life. All this is given to us in Christ. So, Father, help us to remember these and cherish this and uphold this in our life. Engrave it to our hearts that we would uphold these truths. That in Christ I am new, I have Christ in me, and I have Holy Spirit filling me, helping me, walking with me so that I can have better future, eternal future as hope. Bless us and help us to be reminded every day of this in Christ. Thank you. In Jesus' name I prayed. Amen.
Hallelujah.